how excited are you with the event that's coming up for June 24th at Legacy Park in Fort Saskatchewan, celebrating Indigenous History Month, when you guys have Phyllis Sinclair, Kurt Young, and of course you guys will also have Nipsey, Donna Large, and the small band coming to this event in celebrating National Indigenous Day?
I am very, very excited to have this event to be able to provide it to the community. It is actually something I've always wanted to be able to bring to the fore, the Indigenous cultures and the remarkable talents of, you know, the different culture, Indigenous people.
And of course, talk about your connections with Phyllis Sinclair and Kurt Young, just to name a few, get this all sorted out. What's been the overall reaction from Fort Saskatchewan about this event?
Well, Phyllis Sinclair is a local artist, and she's very well known and loved in the community. So having her on our stage is just an honor, and her music is well enjoyed. And similarly, Kurt Young, he is creating a great sensation in the schools that he has been doing workshops with through our program as well. The kids are loving the stories and the history and the culture that he has to bring to them. Donita, her voice is amazing, and I just want to bring her, you know, bring her to our community so that they can also enjoy her talent. She's an amazing performer, and we had her last year at our event, and we planned it since last year that we'll spend an evening of entertainment as a way to celebrate Indigenous History Month.
And you guys are also going to be supporting your Indigenous vendors as well, partnering with the Indigenous Artist Market Collective. How does that feel to work alongside them to showcase and to help uplift Indigenous artisans at your event?
Again, you know, like, we're so honored to be able to partner with them and collaborate and showcase the many talents within their community. You know, the whole essence of the month is to acknowledge the role Indigenous people have played over the years and the continued contribution towards the development of Canada. And this is an opportunity for us to celebrate their unique heritage, the diverse cultures. And, you know, we believe that we should honor our Indigenous heritage and celebrate their cultures. So being able to showcase all their talents and everything, all the different aspects of Indigenous culture, it's really a privilege for us to be able to do that. And I really, you know, look forward to having this event and having the community experience it.
And what does National Indigenous History Month and Day mean to you?
For me, it is important that we understand and honor the history, the culture, the language, their tradition, and the diverse Indigenous community. It is all about increasing our understanding of their historical, social, economic, and political implications of the treaties and the agreements with First Nations. It's all about, you know, it's, to me, it's also a step towards the path of reconciliation. Having this month, you know, prepares us for truth and reconciliation down the road. You know, it is important for us to be listening to their stories and their culture, you know, sharing in their different cultural elements within their community, their dance, their music, their song, is, you know, learning about their diverse cultures enable us to feel also a sense of pride in being able to walk with our Indigenous community. And it gives them also a sense of belonging and pride to be able to feel that they're, you know, like, see and experience how their cultures are being appreciated within the community.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time with me here on Wind Speaker Radio Network. And for the listeners, if you want to go and check out this amazing event that's happening in Fort Saskatchewan, it's going to be happening on June 24th in Legacy Park from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you can go on down and check out Phyllis Sinclair, Kurt Young, Nipissi, Donnie Large, and the Small Band for the National Indigenous History Month in supporting the Indigenous vendors from the Indigenous Artist Market Collective. Thank you so much, Lana, for taking the time with me here on Wind Speaker Radio Network.
Thank you for choosing this. We're happy. Thank you so much.